A você que nos acompanha pelo Notícias Agrícolas, seja bem-vindo. A nossa programação continua. E para você que acha que o céu é o limite para soluções para a agricultura, parece que a gente está um pouquinho além disso, porque a Syngenta já está olhando para o espaço para trazer soluções com as tecnologias espaciais para continuar otimizando as decisões que são tomadas no campo, do Brasil e do mundo. E por isso, Notícias Agrícolas, com muita honra e entendendo esse privilégio, recebe o líder global de agricultura digital da Syngenta, o senhor Feroz Sheikh, que nos faz companhia para entendermos como é que essas pesquisas estão caminhando, quais são os principais objetivos e como isso vai continuar revolucionando, principalmente a produção de alimentos, garantindo a segurança alimentar por ainda mais tempo. So, Mr. Sheikh, thank you for having us. Thank you for talk to us here in Notícias Agrícolas. It's a pleasure to be with you, sir. You're in Brazil, right?
Yes, bom dia, and it's a pleasure to be with you. I am in Brazil in São Paulo today.
That's good. Well, sir, apparently sky is the limit for agricultural solutions. We're now looking to space to understand what we can do even better.
Oh yeah, I mean that's a great quote, Carla. You know, looking at the space in order to do what we can do down here on Earth better and feed the world.
Well, Mr. Sheikh, what we're talking about, we're talking about space technologies bringing us innovative and sustainable agriculture solutions to bring it everything to a higher level. That's the point.
That is the point. Space plays a key role in agriculture and, you know, both in terms of remote sensing using high resolution imagery and cameras to see what is going on in the field, as well as for communications in remote parts of the field. So space definitely has a big role to play in agriculture and helping farmers make better decisions using the data that is available and then execute those decisions using the remote communication, satellite communication technologies.
Mr. Sheikh, in details, how this data is being collected, and even more, how are they are going to be used to bring information to make the farmers take these better decisions?
Yeah. So let's take remote sensing or satellite imagery, for example. Using satellite, we can see you know, what's happening on the field. And that data is used by machine learning and artificial intelligence algorithms to make, you know, many different kind of interpretations. One example is to look at the NTVI index and see where the growth is in which part of the field. So, you know, you have farmers who have, you know, hundreds of hectares or thousands of hectares of farm. And when in season, they have to look at, you know, observing every aspect of that field. Instead of visiting every corner, they can use satellite imagery to find out which part of the field has, let's say, not growing well enough and visit only that part of the field. So becoming more efficient at scouting their field. Just like that, there are many other decisions that we help the farmers make by using satellite imagery during the season.
There's an interesting part of your research that says that the data is feeding the agronomy brain to help and create these models to escalate the solutions, right?
Exactly. And this agronomy brain is, you know, where we have all of our machine learning and artificial intelligence algorithms that are combined with the scientific knowledge of, you know, soil, weather, you know, how the yield happens in and the true agronomy insights. So combining that data science and machine learning and artificial intelligence with the scientific knowledge and agronomy, that is what we call as our, you know, the agronomy brain. Now, this brain obviously needs data in order to understand what's going on. Just like, you know, we have our, you know, eyes and ears and senses that feed the brain that, you know, what is in our surroundings. This data coming from the sensors, coming from satellite imagery, feeds the agronomy brain, and that then decides, you know, what prescriptions to do, what decisions should, you know, farmers follow. And in some cases, we even, you know, send that data to the machinery to execute with precision automatically.
Mr. Sheikh, how will be the role of the AI combined with this space technologies to bring this on? How AI will help all these space technologies to be implemented here in our fields, in the fields of the world? Because the impact of all this research and all this work will be planetary, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you think about it in a simple way, the population of the planet is continuing to increase, but there is no more land. And in order to feed everybody by 2050, we will need 600 million hectares of additional farming land. We cannot afford to do that. So the only way in which we can grow more food is to use the same land and increase the productivity to improve the yield on the farm. Now, over the last few decades, we have seen several improvements in chemistry, in genetics, and in machinery. And the final piece of that transformation is through data and artificial intelligence that will allow the farmer to make a better decision and improve the yield. You know, for example, if it is a question of which seed variety they should use, depending upon the soil conditions, depending upon the weather prediction, the farmers can optimize what seed variety they should use and do a variable rate planting to maximize the yield and the output. And we have seen impressive results in, you know, various markets where such a technology is used. Now, the role of artificial intelligence in this is immense because we are now talking about a lot of data that is coming in, you know, to help the farmers. And this data is not something which we can consume manually. You know, the scale of the data and the kind of predictive insights that are possible is where artificial intelligence comes and helps the farmers to make the better decision. So, you know, we can be combining data from multiple different sensors, from weather station, from satellite imagery, to help them make a better decision.
Mr. Sheikh, these solutions and this data are already being used. We can all already understand and see this data that have been collected?
Oh, yes. We have, excuse me.
No problem.
As part of, you know, Syngenta's digital platform called CropWise, we have more than 70 million hectares globally that are using this data and farmers who are making decisions based on the data. In Brazil alone, we have more than 10 or 11 million hectares of land, which is using CropWise to protect their crop and to maximize their yield. And that's something which we can definitely see in action in the field.
Mr. Sheikh, how can this result bring the spatial industry even closer to the agriculture solutions? How is the way that all this data and all this research are going to make?
Yeah, so you know, space industry is looking at various kinds of technologies. One of those is Earth observation, looking at capturing images of Earth in, you know, visible spectrum or hyperspectral images or, you know, synthetic radar. And this data can be used in various use cases on the surface of the Earth, right? Whether it is in mining or in urban planning. But the one which is most impactful for all of us is agriculture. So, you know, think about it this way. When we are looking at using, let's say, a drone, and the drone can fly over the field and capture high-resolution images, the drone can capture at one time only probably, you know, 30 meter by 30 meter image. And in a satellite, the satellite captures 300 kilometers at one go. And therefore, the only way in which we can scale solution to thousands of hectares is by using space-based satellite images instead of, trying to fly drone here on Earth.
Mr. Sheikh, thinking about sustainability, this data is also a tool to permit a more accurate information reading, such as deforestation, soil conditions, use of water, how this can improve preservation and bringing us more accurate data of all this sustainable actions.
Yeah, very, very important aspect of this, right? That when we look at any particular piece of land, we have satellite images that are going back in, history up to 10 years. And the agronomy brain that we were talking about, it can compare those images over the last historical images. To understand, what kind of vegetation, what kind of crop was planted on the land. Now, in many cases, in case of deforestation, for example, you can go back in history and the algorithm can recognize that this was a forest, and then there was perhaps the trees were cut down and the farmer started planting crops in that. And that's something which is not something we want, right? So both the government as well as value chain companies, financial institutions are now incentivizing farmers who have grown using sustainable practices, and this data can become a proof point that the farmer has not done deforestation. So you can prevent deforestation from using historical images. The other thing which we are doing is comparing this data for the historical images to look at the quality of the soil itself and the yield that is happening in the field. And using that, we are observing that due to repetitive farming practices, the quality of soil is degrading over a period of time. And this is one of the ambitious projects that we have, is to map the entire world and look at the degradation of soil over the last few years, and that can help farmers, governments, and policymakers decide how they can invest in regenerating the soil. And we have our own programs in helping farmers do that regeneration. So absolutely, I think this data and comparing it to historical images can help in understanding deforestation, understanding soil health, understanding irrigation, as well as measuring how much carbon has been stored in the soil through the regenerative practices, and allow farmers to monetize the to get benefits from their sustainable farming practices.
Sir, how do you have been observing the behavior of the farmers all around the world in the face of these advances, this work in their favor?
And this is great because, when we work with farmers in various parts of the world, every country, every farm is different. There are farmers in countries like Brazil or US who are, very tech savvy. They have, agronomy expertise, and they can afford to invest in the latest technologies and digital tools to help them make better decisions. At the same time, in countries like India or other developing countries, these are smaller farms. Farmers are perhaps starting to get old and not as tech savvy, and they don't have the skill set or the capital to invest in the latest technologies. So this is where you can say that there is a bit of a digital divide or a technology gap that is happening between the developing markets and farmers there, and markets like Brazil and US. But that's our mission. That is, that's where we think that space technologies can make low cost data available to everybody. And the role of artificial intelligence in helping bridge this gap so that farmers in smallholder countries as well as in the developing countries, they all have access to the latest data, latest artificial intelligence algorithms, and improve their livelihood.
Mr. Sheikh, how does or how much does all this progress mean for global food security, one of the most debated topics in agriculture forums or economic forums? Well, we're talking about people being fed. How much does all this progress means for global security after all?
This is fundamental. I think we have over the last few decades, we have continued to see improvement in yield on the land, which is due to the advancements in chemistry and genetics and machinery that I spoke about. But that increase, it has stagnated. So if you look at the last 10 years of yield data, the rate of growth has slowed down. And the impact will now come from using digital technologies, using satellite data, to then help farmers make, the next round of improvement in yield and food security. Just to give you an example, in terms of if we take rice as a crop, a country like India has the largest planted land of rice, but they are not the largest producer of rice, because the yield on every hectare of land is lower compared to other countries.
Right.
Now that's where simple inputs through data, through satellite images and digital tools can help farmers improve their yield by as much as 25%. And that will help food security not only in the developing countries, but globally.
Mr. Sheikh, when did Syngenta start looking at space technology to improve solutions for farmers all around the world? When all this, when all of this research started?
We've been on this journey for a few years. We were one of the early pioneers in this space when we launched our technologies, I think 5, 7 years ago, using satellite imagery to help farmers scout their field and measure the quality of water on the surface for farmers. And since then, we have continued to bring new innovations based on this data. And the latest innovation that we have, which we are very excited to launch, is detecting anomalies in the field. So, we've been on this journey, like I said, for many years, and have continued to bring new innovation. And this anomaly detection is essentially looking at the last historical data about the field and comparing what is the expected growth stage right now. And if the expected growth does not match the historical benchmark, then obviously it indicates that there is some kind of a problem or an anomaly, and then draw the farmer's attention to that particular place. And we are doing this at a very high resolution, what we call as a per pixel resolution anomaly. To answer your question, we've been on this journey for many years, and over the years we have continued to bring latest innovations and new insights for farmers. And the latest one is the anomaly detection that we are launching this year for the farmers in Brazil, and I'm really excited to see how that goes.
That's great. So you mentioned India, Brazil, among other countries that are already having this data being collected. What are the other countries that are in this horizon for all these innovations? There are other countries that you are watching to bring all this technology?
Oh yes, I mean, like I said, CropWise, that's our digital platform, is used by more than 70 million hectares globally. And if I include, all the markets, this includes U.S., North America, including Canada and Mexico,
Right.
Latin America with Brazil and Argentina, and then Asia Pacific, India, Indonesia, Vietnam. As well as European countries and Eastern Europe, Ukraine and Russia. So this is a technology that has been helping farmers globally to make use the data and make better recommendations. And if I include our operations in, Far East in China, then we have almost 100 million hectares of land that is using digital technologies from Syngenta and making better decisions.
Where are the main difficulties of a process like this, Mr. Sheikh? How hard is to do all of this?
Yeah, this is you're right. It sounds easy, but it's not. The first most important challenge is to recognize that the different parts of the world are very different in terms of the soil, in terms of the climatic conditions, and so on. Right. So, if you look at Brazil, the very beautiful, high quality red soil is very different from the part of the world where I grew up, where the soil is black and so on, right? So what it means is that the artificial intelligence models that we have, they have to be retrained in every market where we take this technology. And in order to do that, you have to collect a lot of data from the ground truth, as we call it. So you take samples on the field and use that data and train the artificial intelligence algorithm to recognize for this market. So it's a lot of work, a lot of ground truth data collection in order to bring these kind of insights to different markets. And then of course there is cost of the data itself. So if we have to deploy sensors or if we have to acquire high resolution satellite imagery, all of that has a cost that adds to the complexity. But that's where, I think satellite imageries play a big role because that's the most scalable source of data that is available to farmers. One of the messages that I would have for the space industry is to continue to work to bring the cost down for the farmers because, like you said, the impact is planetary scale. And we will do the ground truth and the training of the models and overcome those challenges.
Mr. Sheikh, once this data is collected, how they are organized to be transformed into solutions? What are the steps?
So this data is ingested into the geospatial data platform that we have called CropWise. Now, the process has two steps. First is to train the artificial intelligence algorithm in comparing the images, pixel by pixel, and comparing that to the ground truth, what we know. And this is done on a set of trial plots and farms that we know, and we have the data on the ground. Once the training is completed, that's when we release it to the farmers in the region, who can then use it to get the insights. So when a farmer uses the platform, and they describe the field boundaries that this is where my field is, we are able to take the satellite imagery of that field, and then use the AI to recognize, what's the soil, if it is bare, or based on the crop, we can identify what crop it is, or measure, what is the growth stage, and so on. This is then, the good thing about satellite imagery is that it's available at a regular frequency. So every time the satellite passes over that field, we get latest data, and we can then compare that, from the time I saw it last till today, how is the growth? And that's where we can detect, anomalies or call the farmer's attention to a part of the field. Now, it all depends upon the kind of satellite which is using we are using as a source of this data. So there are some satellites who have lower resolution, lower frequency, but that data is available for free, like the European satellites Sentinel and Landsat. That is at a 10-meter resolution, so it can recognize anything that is about 10 meters. We can recognize that using the image. And it is available once every 7 days to 2 weeks. So between that 1 to 2 week frequency, you can observe the field every time the satellite comes over that particular land again. But then there are other satellites, like the partnership with Planet Labs that we announced recently, which is giving us higher resolution imagery, so at a 3 meter per pixel resolution, and in some cases even higher resolution. And these satellites provide daily coverage, so you can see the plant growth every day. So, once this farmer has defined the field boundary, every day the satellite passes, we can see the growth, we can observe, what's happening, and then alert the farmers based on that. So that's basically the two-part process. Part one is the training of the model, and part two is using the latest data every time the satellite goes over the field, to draw the insights.
This is amazing, sir. I would like to thank you and thank you very much for being with us, for sharing all this progress that is underway, and ensure that information reaches even further. It's important to the farmers to know everything like this is going on. And I would like to ask you to leave a message to all the farmers that are watching us now, the Brazilian farmers, the Argentinian farmers, farmers in Paraguay, in Bolivia, in Mexico. They're all here in Noticias Agrícolas, understanding what's going on to their work. So please leave a message for all those farmers, sir.
Well, my message to everybody is that the role of technology is very exciting, and it is something which everybody should use to help make better decisions on your farm. And the role of space technologies is even more important because it can give daily data, daily updates, and at a very low cost, scalable point. So my message is, please try it out, and use the technologies, and even share feedback with us that where it works and what new innovation you would like to see from our digital investments, and how can we serve you better. So that would be my message, that please use digital technologies, try it out, and the planet is counting on you.
Well, sir, again, thank you very much. You and Syngenta can count on us always to continue giving such good news as this one. So thank you so much. Welcome to Brazil, and we're here. We're here to amplify all this information and progress to ensure food security and to obviously help farmers to improve their yields and always being better farmers. So thank you again, sir. We are here always for you, and everything you need to share with us, please call us, and we'll be here to ensure that the good news are being given to our farmers. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Carla, for continuing to spread the message. I think it's important. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. You'll be always welcome here in Noticias Agrícolas. Thank you so much. Bom, vocês acompanharam, portanto, essa entrevista, uma entrevista muito rica. O senhor Sheik está aqui no Brasil para fazer, inclusive, apresentações em eventos destinados a tudo isso. E o objetivo é, de fato, trazer uma aproximação da indústria espacial com a agricultura. E reforço, não a agricultura do Brasil, mas a agricultura do mundo. Porque o agronegócio está cada vez mais globalizado, a produção agrícola e a pecuária, a agropecuária está cada vez mais globalizada. O objetivo é justamente esse, promover essa junção de dados para que as soluções comecem a aparecer. Uma solução que está no Brasil pode ser replicada na Índia, que pode ser replicada em outros países e assim por diante. Então, o objetivo é criar um cenário mais inteligível para que as soluções apareçam com mais facilidade. Também é pesquisa, é tecnologia, é desenvolvimento e é de novo, hein? A agricultura, o agronegócio na vanguarda da transformação da tecnologia, um papel muito importante da inteligência artificial nisso tudo. Enfim, tem ali um rol de coisas que nós precisamos entender, um horizonte muito próspero que está previsto ali pela Syngenta, pioneira, portanto, uma das pioneiras nessa tecnologia. tecnologia e a gente observa, né, como as grandes mentes desse mundo continuam olhando para a produção de alimentos, de fibras e de energia, para a segurança alimentar com um olhar diferenciado. E a gente tem o privilégio de contar essas boas histórias aqui no Notícias Agrícolas, aqui no Conversa de Cerca Podcast. A gente se vê na semana que vem. Não se esqueça que estamos com todos os nossos episódios aqui no noticiasagricolas.com.br. Estamos também no nosso canal no YouTube, tem uma playlist lá só para o Conversa de Cerca no Notícias Agrícolas Oficial e em todas as plataformas de áudio onde você pode ouvir e reouvir todos os episódios. Até mais!